here's a story from The World.
Every day we bring voices from around the world to your radio. Right now, though, we're going to bring you radio from around the world, an online project called Radio Garden. Here's The World's Bianca Hillier.
As I first check out Radio Garden's website, I'm hit with pure nostalgia. Like I'm back in 2005, discovering Google Earth for the first time. A 3D satellite globe pops up and zooms right into Boston, where I am now. Some jazz playing on a nearby college station this Wednesday morning. Each station is displayed as a bright green dot, and as I scroll around the globe, there are thousands of them. So if I cross the Atlantic and zoom into Barcelona, I click the green dot and a station called 80s Super Dance Floor plays. I can pick from a couple different stations in the city, but instead, let's head south and click on an FM station in Ghana. You get the picture. Radio Garden lets you listen to live radio from anywhere in the world. We're talking about more than 10,000 stations, spanning every continent except Antarctica. There are clear clusters around big cities, but also super remote stations, like St. Helena, an island in the middle of the Atlantic, when I check into their station. Favorite song is playing from the far side of the gym. Believe it or not, it's Taylor Swift. Clicking around, American pop music is pretty common, possibly because it's the middle of the night in many of these places. Naturally, I also hear a lot about COVID-19.
For the second day in a row, there were no new community cases of COVID-19 in the country yesterday, despite a test.
That good news is coming out of New Zealand, obviously. This interactive tool makes time fly by. I'm getting tiny glimpses into what people listen to, like this song playing in Seoul, South Korea. Radio Garden has actually been around for a few years and has mainly attracted radio nerds like, well, me, who want to see what's happening on the global airwaves. But during the pandemic, Radio Garden has found a new audience. In 2021, this might be as close to international travel as we're going to get. Might I suggest checking out the radio in Fiji? Aside from auditory travel, people are using the tool to walk down memory lane, listening to their hometown radio stations while they're unable to visit in person. On that note, I want to check out the radio in my hometown of Perth, Australia. 98.5. Until I can travel again, it'll have to do. Spinning this virtual globe is the modern-day version of tuning your radio dial. And it's making this planet feel just a little bit smaller. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier. And I don't know the meaning
of all your words, but I know love. That's where we sign off from Radio Planet this Wednesday. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studio in Boston. Be safe, stay strong. We'll see you tomorrow. With my collar up, I face the dawn.